One of the sorcerer's pale hands beckoned, and the big man suddenly straightened, his face tense. He strode briskly over to the tower, stopping just at the edge of the shadow. A trace of fear in his eyes, he asked.
He called, Master.
Yes, my harlech,
spat the voice from the darkness.
I need something from you.
A bead of sweat slid down Harlech's brow, rounded his eyebrow, and disappeared in the scar that creased his wide jaw. In a voice barely loud enough to be heard over the sounds of pounding chisels and scraping stones from the quarry, he asked,
"What do you need, Master?"
"A slave! Yes."